Winter weather forces delays in COVID-19 vaccines. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily. On this Monday, February 15th, 2021, I'll have that. Plus, a warning about the cold weather and your pets. And an autopsy report for a black man killed by police in mid-December. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
Support for KOSU comes from listeners just like you, who make a donation in support of the news and the music KOSU brings you. Become a member today and get some cool member benefits. Just click the donate button on KOSU.org.
The state's death toll from COVID-19 exceeds 4,000. The addition of 30 deaths yesterday includes 22 Oklahomans 65 or older and 8 between the ages of 50 and 64, bringing the total to 4,024. The health department also reports more than 1,200 new positive tests for the virus, as there are nearly 21,700 active cases in the state. Since the pandemic began in mid-March, more than 413,000 Oklahomans have been infected with the virus, with nearly 388,000 listed as recovered. The winter weather is forcing Oklahoma to postpone COVID-19 vaccines. The state health department announces closures for COVID-19 vaccine pod locations across the state, with updates to be provided as they arrive from regional health departments. Patients in the Oklahoma City County area will receive a call to reschedule, and for those patients who cancel their appointments, a new appointment is not guaranteed. For more updates with weather closures and COVID-19 vaccines rescheduling across the state, visit the State Department of Health website. Record cold temperatures are providing rare sights in the Oklahoma City metro, with the Oklahoma River iced over and outflows from dams frozen in place. State Impact's Logan Layden reports the ongoing winter weather will continue to put stress on municipal services and lives in danger.
In a wide-ranging press conference Sunday afternoon, Oklahoma City officials warned streets will remain hazardous through the week, with more snowfall expected. Mayor David Holt.
It is probably best that you try to stay home this week. And it's not just about today. If you've been following the weather at all, there are obviously multiple waves of this coming over the following days.
Power outages, vehicle accidents, and canceled flights are only some of the concerns. Jared Shaded with the city's Homeless Services Department says for the metro's homeless population, this cold can be deadly.
Somebody sleeping outside overnight in this, they very likely may not wake up the next morning.
If you encounter a person outside in the cold with nowhere to go, officials advise calling 911 so they can be taken to a local shelter or warming center. In Oklahoma City, I'm Logan Layden.
Pets are facing deadly conditions with the cold and snow currently in Oklahoma. Oklahoma City officials say pets left outside will die if exposed to these bitter cold temperatures for too long. At a press conference yesterday afternoon, Animal Welfare Superintendent John Gary says the biggest thing he wants the public to know is they need to bring their animals inside.
We had our first death yesterday. Right now, we're receiving about 50 to 60 calls for animal cruelty a day. To put that in perspective, we average about 5 to 6. So we're receiving 10 times the number of animal cruelty calls.
Gary says he fears more animals will die over the next several days and asks those with questions to call the OKC Animal Welfare Department. Another reminder is to make sure any pet tag or chip information is up to date. The cold weather hinders pets' sense of smell, so if they get out, they might not be able to make it home. The medical examiner releases the autopsy report for a black man struggling with mental illness and killed by police in mid-December. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports.
Multiple gunshot wounds is Benny Edwards' official cause of death. 2 shots grazed him and 3 hit him in his chest, abdomen, and back. Edwards was confronted by Oklahoma City officers outside a strip mall after police received complaints. Police say Edwards had a knife and didn't obey their commands, but they say they tried to de-escalate. Eventually, they fired a taser and pepper spray at him. A bystander video shows officers fired lethal rounds at Edwards as he ran towards them and then veered away, trying to escape. The autopsy report says the bullet to Edwards' right chest passed through skin, tissue, and muscle. The bullet to his right abdomen passed through skin, tissue, and his pelvic bone. The bullet to Edwards' back passed through skin and tissue, damaged his backbone, 2 ribs, right lung, his heart, and his breastbone. Taser probes were attached to his clothes. No drugs were found in his system. Police have not released their body camera footage, and the Oklahoma County District Attorney hasn't released an opinion on the shooting yet. For State Impacts, I'm Quentin Chandler.
And finally, from the KOSU events calendar, the Stillwater Public Library hosts a virtual community conversation regarding families and parenting on Thursday, February 25th at 6:30 p.m. with registration available on its website. Community members will discuss shared experiences and coping strategies for dealing with stress, anxiety, and loneliness during the pandemic online via Zoom. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at KOSU.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News, every weekday.